Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton's been asked if he is, and I'm not sure why this was asked, if he's confident that we're starting to get on top of the second wave. He's talking about modelling and the effective reproduction rate of the virus. This is what he said.
Modelling with our effective reproduction number that I've seen most recently suggests that today should be the peak. Now, I'm not going to sit back and say today's the peak. We have to see what happens in coming days. But driving that effective reproduction number down below one is the thing that will start to see numbers drop. And as numbers drop, outbreaks drop. At the moment, I'm more concerned that we'll probably see a rise in numbers because the outbreaks are really volatile. In aged care settings, the numbers can increase very significantly in a very short period of time, even as community transmission might be coming down. It's encouraging to see that effective reproduction number come to one or just below one, but we have to keep at it every day.
Okay. Well, yeah, as I understand that, he's always been determined to get the reproduction rate at one or under one. So it sounds like they're around that level, but because it's already got into the aged care facilities, the numbers will continue to rise, and sadly, the deaths will as well. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton, I haven't spoken to him in a long time. I'd love to do it, but he's just been so busy. And he knows we're here to speak with any time that he's able, that he has got the time. Brett Sutton.